The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. It's 9:07 on this beautiful morning here in Central Texas, and you're listening to the Money Makeover Show, where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. Time to call in with your questions, comments, concerns, about your financial life, insurance questions, real estate questions. Give us a call toll-free at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. 7879. This is the only show where you have a team of professionals to answer your questions for you. We discuss real life issues you could face every day, and we're here live. So give us a call. We've got a great big hour of financial power that you can actually use from the Money Makeover team. I'm Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Yeah, this is a great time of year to go ahead and ask some of those questions, because we know that you've gotten those year-end statements, plus you're getting ready to file your tax returns. I know that my accountant friends are already busy with tax return season. So, you know, this is a great opportunity to go ahead and ask some of those questions that you've had for a year now, but have been hesitant to give us a call. But go ahead and give us a call this morning. It'd be a really good move on your part.
Yeah, it is. It's a good time to do that, because some of these statements are coming in, and they're not required to come in before the 31st or to be sent out before January 31st. So don't get too upset if you haven't seen anything. I've already had two phone calls. Where's my 1099s? And just hang in there. They're coming. And also, don't be real quick about filing your taxes if you have investment dividends and income or capital gains. Because a lot of times, especially with mutual funds, they send a 1099, your broker, dealer, whatever, and the mutual fund company, for whatever reason, had to reclassify some of the dividends, so they have to send a corrected 1099. So if you've already filed your income tax and you get another corrected 1099, you got some more work to do there. So hang in there a little bit. I would wait till the end of February if you have investment income. That's the key, because a lot of that stuff can be sent out with 1099 corrected.
Yeah, and if you get it in a corrected 1099, what that means then is you have to file an amended return, which is an additional cost to you if you have someone who prepares your taxes for you.
Or an additional time to check the wrong box on the amended return and get a letter from the IRS in a year or two from now. So just a little heads up on that one. So we got some other tax things to talk about. 2016 tax returns determine what your 2018 Medicare premiums will be. Go over that one. Also, I got this little article, came in pretty good from, Wealth Retirement. Can you beat the IRS in tax court? It's got some cases of things when people went to tax court. What happened on that one?
Yeah, tax court is a little bit different than normal court.
Yes, it's a whole lot different. Also, if we have time, we've got some information on how do you determine, is it time for assisted living? For you, your spouse, your mom and dad, And then, Jamie, you had one over there.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about how home buyers have the capability sometimes to tap into your IRA penalty-free. We get that question quite often.
Yeah, that'd be good. We run that in the tax portion of this one. Right now, we're coming up on a break. We just want to give you some of the topics. But most of all, we'd like to talk about what you are interested in. And the only way we will know that is if you give us a call this morning at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, Craig Montana running the board for us. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show, worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Why don't we look in on a typical day at Toppers during a Texas winter?
Let's start with Monday.
Hey, Jan, I'm making my orders out. What's the weather for tomorrow?
Sunny and 82 degrees.
Beer and margarita supplies it is.
Tuesday.
Cold front coming in. Looks like we're going to drop down in the upper 20s.
I'll get the whiskey and brandy ready.
Wednesday.
Temperature's going to be back in the 70s.
Perfect for the Chardonnays and Pinot Grigios in our wine section.
I'm on it.
Thursday.
There's an Arctic blast coming. There's going to be sleet and freezing rain.
Good scotch drinking weather.
Ooh, I have an idea. How about Irish cream for our customers' coffee?
I like it.
Friday.
Looks like perfect weather for the weekend.
Oh no, what do we do?
The weather may change here in Texas a lot, but one thing that'll never change is Topper's Liquor and Wine being your friendly neighborhood liquor store.
Come on by and see us at 2129 South Market Street. You can also like us or friend us on Facebook.
It's no joke. Reliable Homes of Sealy will beat any competitor's offer. Reliable Homes of Sealy is one of the fastest growing mobile home dealers in the nation. They're independently owned and operated, and they're making deals. With over 30 homes in stock from Schult, Fleetwood, Champion, and True Homes, you're sure to find the home that fits your style and your wallet. Reliable Homes of Sealy has single-wide homes starting in the mid-20s and double-wide mobile homes starting in the low 40s. Lowest price guaranteed. Nobody beats their pricing. Stop in the location at 390 Gebhardt Road in Sealy and let one of their friendly, educated, never pushy sales staff show you the home of your dreams. If you're looking for a reputable dealer with no games or gimmicks, head to Reliable Homes of Sealy. They offer reliable service before and after the sale with their award-winning service department. Great service and prices that can't be beat. That's the guarantee of Reliable Homes of Sealy. 390 Gebhardt Road in Sealy. Online at reliablehomesofsealy.com. And on Facebook, se habla español.
There's an orange opportunity sales event going on now at Washington County Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota Elite dealer. If you have land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of models, each with clean Kubota diesel engines and your choice of transmission. And right now, get financing for as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. See Washington County Tractor at one of their four award-winning Kubota Elite dealerships or check them out at WCTractor.com. That's Washington County Tractor and WCTractor.com. Now through March 31st, 2017, call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, January 31st, Craig will be speaking with Lisa Thomas from Brenham's Unity Theater about upcoming productions. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country, KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good way to start the week. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. Give us a call toll-free at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. 1-800-259-9879. My name is Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. Thanks for joining us today. Since nobody called over the break, then we'll go on.
We'll talk about what we want to talk about.
That's right. The one thing I came across here, 2016 tax returns will determine what your 2018 Medicare premiums will be. Now, for most people, that's not a problem because they pay whatever the minimum or the bottom rate is, I guess, for most people.
Well, you know, for some people, it's news that the amount that you pay for Medicare now is means-based tested, which means that it's how much you pay in premiums is determined by how much income you have.
Right, and what they're doing is, since 2016 tax year is over last month, so they're going to use when you file your taxes, whatever comes out as your adjusted gross income is what it's going to be based on your premiums for 2018, because the premiums are set earlier in the year. So that, just be aware of that one. It really hurts the higher income people, because the premiums can, if you're in the top bracket, you'll pay more than $10,000 a year for Medicare B premiums alone. So that's some hefty dollars there. And what problems come in here is that your income can surge. It can spike for, you get large investment gains, you sell of a vacation home, or converting a traditional IRA into a Roth IRA. That bumps up your income for the year, which could bump up your Medicare premiums. So just be aware of that.
Well, what's interesting about that you need to be aware of, that you may have an exceptional year. For example, if you had an exceptional year income-wise in 2016, what that means then is normally that's not the income that you have every year. But in 2018, when you're paying your Medicare premiums and you're paying that higher premium rate, you're going to be paying it with your regular income rather than the income that you had in 2016.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to understand the significance of the fact that now Medicare premiums are means-based tested.
Okay. Now, there is an out. If your retiree's current income is current income, so like in 2018, is lower than your most recent tax return, you may be eligible to appeal a Medicare premium surcharge, but only if the income drop is due to specific life-changing events. You can't just apply to get it done because you had sold a piece of property or something. It has to do with death of your spouse, a divorce, a marriage, or retirement. So you can appeal it, but have patience. Have patience.
Yeah. The appeal probably will not go as quickly as you get that increase.
Yep, so that's coming down the pike. I'd like to say, most people didn't know that. They just thought you pay your premium on Medicare and away you go. But if you have a good year for whatever reason, you'll be paying more 2 years from now, or 2018.
Well, it can also be very confusing when it comes to getting your Social Security payment, because the Medicare Part B premium is deducted from your Social Security payment. And what I've had is couples and individuals call me and say, my Social Security payment went down. Why did my Social Security payment go down? Well, the Social Security payment didn't go down. Your Medicare premium increased.
Increased, yeah.
And so it can be very confusing when you're used to getting that Social Security payment and it's a certain amount, and you expect it this next year, and without being aware of it, your Medicare premium has gone up. And therefore, the net result is you have less spendable income available to you.
Yeah. Now, what was one of the pluses here is because as your new enrollees pay a standard premium of about $134 a month, but Medicare beneficiaries also get a Social Security increase, but if it's only like 0.3%, like what it was. Your Medicare premium, Congress did something right, Social Security. It protects most seniors from a net decline in benefits when the Social Security annual cost of living adjustments are smaller than a scheduled increase in Medicare premiums. I didn't know they were scheduling Medicare premium increases, but there's a hold harmless clause. Like if they are scheduled to go up 1% and the Social Security increase is only 0.3%, they're not going to reduce your Social Security for that.
Yeah, it's my understanding that they cannot increase your Medicare premiums more than what the cost of living increase is on your Social Security payment.
Right.
So it's supposed to be kind of a wash.
It's supposed to be a wash. Right now, 0.3% is not much.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that they can raise your premiums if you have an income.
Usually it's a spike of something.
Where you have a high income level 1 year, you can expect that you're going to get in the next year.
So, and you probably won't remember that.
That's right.
For this year, you wouldn't remember that you had a good year for 2018 when new rates come down and your check comes in.
And so, if you're like us now, you probably have trouble remembering yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
that topic comes later. I want to do some more tax stuff here. This one is kind of an interesting article. It came from a wealthy retirement, Steve McDonald. And can you beat the IRS in tax court? Tax court is not the same as criminal court, civil court. It strictly hears tax cases. People bring up saying, IRS says you owe this, and they say, no, I don't. And so at that point, how do you settle it? You go to tax court. It's a lot more detailed and technical. So this one, it's some interesting cases. It came from Nina Olson, the National Taxpayer Advocate. The National Taxpayer...
Yeah, she's written some very good books.
...represents taxpayers before the IRS and Congress. So on the 12 months that ended May 31st, because they don't go by calendar year, just when you got a dispute again with the IRS, it could take a couple years. So it's not. So this is just for the 12 months that ended May 31st, 2016. The IRS won about 75% of all the arguments in tax court. So your odds aren't that good. You better have your ducks in a row. Taxpayers won 10% outright. And the rest were split decisions. So not really good in that regard. The little guy won one-third of all the cases involving business expense write-offs. So if you're self-employed or have business expense write-offs, you got a much better chance in that one. And 20% of the cases involving penalties of negligence and underpayment, one-third of the cases were won by people, but that's about it. And the way she writes this one, in the cases that we, the taxpayers, won, it was because they had good records, clear, logical, and arguments. In other words, you coming up to the tax court, it's like a real estate appraisal. Why should we lower your real estate appraisal for the county? If you've got very clear, good reasons, they usually accept it. About 60% of the cases where taxpayers represented themselves in tax court. Now, just think about that. You're in tax court, and it's usually because you got enough on the line there to make it worth your time to go to tax court, but you don't hire an attorney to help you? So 60% of the cases where taxpayers represent themselves in tax court, they won 17% of the time. Now, the folks who hired a lawyer only won 22% of the time. So, is 5% worth it? Or don't know.
What's interesting about tax court is, we talk about going to court. And one of the principles that we have in our justice system has always been, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. Mm-hmm. When you go to tax court...
You're guilty until proven innocent.
You owe the tax until you can prove that you don't.
So that's just something to remember there. It's
different.
Yep. So one of the entertaining losing cases involved a couple with their own business and two kids under the age of 12. It's not unusual. Mom and dad business, two kids under the age of 12. But they presented as their evidence for tax write-offs for their business, receipts from Macy's, Toys R Us, Hair Cutley, sorry, that wasn't funny to the judge taking care of the kids. See, and on that note, there's something I didn't know before, but if you present a frivolous argument to the IRS, you can be hit up with a fine of up to $25,000 in addition to your tax bill, interest, and penalty charges. A frivolous claim. So be a little careful about that. The best, according to Steve McDonald, the best frivolous argument this past year came from a man who argued that he didn't owe the IRS $3,840 in taxes. That doesn't seem a lot to go to tax court for. But $3,840, he went to tax court in taxes and penalties because he was a citizen of California rather than a U.S. citizen.
Oh, no.
And he had his...
he represented himself.
Yeah, he did. And he had his own definition of what constitute income. The judge asked him, well, explain what constitutes income then. And he said, it's a cat with a pink ribbon. I had to read that 2-3 times. I guess it's a snowflake from California. Anyway, the judge wasn't impressed, hit him with an additional $3,500 fine. Frivolous lawsuit. So just be careful on that one when you get down to taxes. You can go to tax court and fight it, but they win 75% of the time. So be careful on that one.
Well, again, you have to remember going into court, tax court, that it is going to be different. You're going to have to prove that you do not owe the tax. If the IRS says you owe the tax until you can prove that you do not.
Yeah, that question, it comes up a lot when we're working with people filing profit, their Schedule D, it's profit and loss from sale of securities. And they got some securities that they have no idea what they paid for, or they got them from mom and dad or whatever. They don't know what they paid for the securities. And so on the Schedule D form, it says, okay, securities, date acquired, cost basis, and then what did you sell them for? Well, it's easy now because all the brokerage dealers and stock companies send out 1099s, and here's your capital gains, here's your what you made on it. But it didn't have your cost basis. So if you might have, I know I've got one guy with 2,000 shares of Exxon, but he doesn't know for sure what he paid for the different shares. Okay, so 2,000 shares of Exxon, I don't know what that is, several hundred thousand dollars. If he sells that, can't prove what he paid for it, the IRS says, that's all profit. All profit. You have to prove what you paid for it. So that's like I say, tax court, like Jamie was saying, you're guilty. You got to pay all of it unless you can prove what you did for it. So you need to keep really good records on your securities, your home, property, things like that, long term. Don't get rid of them after a couple years.
Well, that raises another question that came up recently involving what's called a wash sale. I'm not going to go into what a wash sale is, but basically in a wash sale you have some losses involved in a securities transaction that you can't claim because of the wash sale. And so what that means then is when you file your tax return the next year, you thought you were able to take a loss, but you're not allowed to because of the wash sale. However, what you are allowed to do is in subsequent years, the replacement securities that were purchased that caused the wash sale, you can add the loss into your basis.
Oh, so you
in future years, so you don't entirely lose that loss. So there is some hope there for those of you who haven't been involved with wash sales that in future years when you do sell those replacement securities, you'll get to add that loss into the basis for those replacement securities.
Real basic wash sale is you sell something and buy it the same thing back again within 30 days.
Yeah.
So that's basically it. So
if you have, you may have an instance where you have, as you had said, like the person didn't know all the different cost basis for all the different buys. And you could have a wash sale occur where you sell all of one particular security, but in there some of those particular ones involve a loss. And so that's where it comes up most frequently.
So that's where some of those things that can come back and bite you that you don't know about.
Right.
But if you do some things, so get good help. tax time is tough, but keep good records. That's the thing. Keep good records.
Yeah, and with the wash sale thing, you are going to have to keep good records so that if you're going to add something in as basis, you can prove to the IRS that, yeah, I'm able to, you know, this is where that comes from.
You got to prove it. And there's another one we just had this morning. I'll talk about a little bit because we got another tax item that Jamie has yet. About somebody with RMDs, and when he moved from one brokerage account to another broker, and what happened on that one. So, got lots of good things with taxes. That's not easy. But right now we're coming up on a break. If you got a question or comment, and don't want your voice on the air, you start dialing right now at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, Craig Montana running the studio. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Blinn College is proud to present Popovich Comedy Pet Theater as part of the Performing Arts Series at the O'Donnell.
It's the Popovich Comedy Pet Theater.
This world-famous theatrical circus extravaganza is a family-oriented blend of the unique comedy and juggling skills of Gregory Popovich and the talents of his furry co-stars.
Gregory Popovich and his amazing performing house cats.
Showtime is 7 p.m. Thursday, February 16th at the W.W. O'Donnell Performing Arts Center on the Blinn campus in Brenham. Tickets are $30 and available online at blinn.edu/boxoffice or by calling 979-830-4024. See you at the O'Donnell.
Need steel and want a good deal? DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop is the place for you. DDM is your number one stop steel warehouse. Need pipe? Got it. Need angle iron? Got it. Need flat plate? DDM's got it. DDM has a complete line of inventory in stock to pick up today. Need welding supplies? Got it. Need metal building components? Yep, got that too. Roll up doors? Got it. Metal roof? DDM makes five different roofing systems. Just stop by one of their two locations at 301 Salem Road near Walmart in Brenham or in Bastrop at 1083 Highway 71 West next to Sam's Ford. DDM Pipe and Steel is your headquarters for everything metal. New and used pipe, flat bar, angle bar, I-beams, and roll-up doors. Ready for a long-lasting metal roof? DDM Pipe and Steel offers galvalume sheet steel in a variety of styles and colors. They also carry all kinds of welding supplies. To find out more about what DDM carries, visit their website, ddmpipeandsteel.com.
The Brenham Children's Chorus will present the Brenham Broadway Kids in their production of Alice in Wonderland on Friday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. and Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. at the Blinn College O'Donnell Center. Don't miss this opportunity to see these talented young performers in the production based on the 1951 Disney classic and the novels of The Adventures of Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass by Lewis Carroll. Tickets are available in the chorus office at 979-277-3897 or at the door.
Feel the power of Gravedigger, Max D, Monster Energy, El Toro Loco, and more. Experience Monster Jam, celebrating 25 years of adrenaline-charged family entertainment. Monster Jam, selling out stadiums across the country. Presented by Metro PCS, part of the Chick-fil-A Houston Monster Jam series. Save up to $10 with a discount voucher for participating Houston area Chick-fil-A restaurants. See voucher for restrictions and details. Coming to NRG Stadium February 11th and 12th.
Attention citizens of Brenham, before beginning any project that requires you to move earth, dial 811. Digging without knowing the locations of buried utilities can be dangerous to you and others. This service is free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. The Locate Center will contact the city and the utilities department will mark their lines within 2 business days. Once the lines are marked, you may dig with care and safety. This message is brought to you by the Public Utilities Department of the City of Brenham. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Good. Good morning, and welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team. Thanks for joining us today, especially if you're a first-time listener. We're here for you on Mondays and Wednesdays around 9:07, right after the country store, to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. One of the things we offer our radio listeners, I didn't say anything about it in the first half of the show, is we offer a free review. Here we were talking about the Medicare premiums upping based on your income and tax court problems, and Jamie's got one coming up here on how you can tap into your IRA for homes, new homes. And if you got questions like that, or investment questions, or how am I doing questions, we offer a free review in our offices here in downtown Brenham, right across the street from the courthouse. And you just give us a call, and Sharon's in there, and she'll schedule a time for meet with us, and we'll go over whatever you would like to go over financially. Our office number is 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903.
You really need to come in for that free review. You're actually doing yourself a disservice, I think, if you don't take advantage of the opportunity to come in. It doesn't cost you anything. And many times, almost every time, we have anybody who comes in, they walk away with information they didn't, or options that they didn't know they had before.
And questions answered, and beginning a financial road map. Where you're going and how you're going to go there and how you're going to get there and what choices do I have. So it's a good way to do it. And because we deal with these type of things on a daily basis, some things you don't deal on work with on a daily basis. And Jamie's got a good one there. How can you tap into your IRA without penalty?
Well, one of the questions we get many times is, especially for younger couples, sometimes it's not younger couples. Sometimes it's middle-aged couples. It can be somebody who's even single. But the question comes up is, I want to buy a home. It's going to be my first home, but I don't have the cash available to make the down payment on the home. Is there anything that I can do?
I hear that word a lot. Yeah, we want to buy a house, but we need a down payment, and we don't have it. You know, we don't have enough in our savings to do that.
Yeah, and when we delve into the ask more questions, what we find out is most of the savings are either in 401k plans or IRAs, which is good.
That's very common that you're
setting that money aside. But if you access an IRA before age 59 and a half, you have to pay current income tax and you have to pay a 10% penalty.
That gets expensive.
It does get expensive. However, if you're a first-time home buyer and you have a Roth IRA, you can withdraw up to, and you've had the Roth IRA for at least 5 years. And so if you're a first-time home buyer and you have a Roth IRA that's been in existence for at least 5 years, you can withdraw as much as $10,000 without taxes and penalties.
That's a decent down payment then for a lot of people.
Well, it'll be very, very helpful. Being able to access $10,000 in a Roth IRA, normally you can withdraw from a Roth IRA prior to age 59 and a half without penalty, your principal, but not earnings. In this particular case, if there are earnings that are going to be withdrawn, you're not going to pay penalty or taxes on them as long as the Roth IRA has been in existence for more than 5 years and you're doing it as a first-time home buyer. You can withdraw up to $10,000.
That's pretty slick.
So that's very helpful. What about a traditional IRA? First-time home buyers can also make penalty-free withdrawals from a traditional IRA, but the money will be taxed as ordinary income.
Yeah, so either IRA, you can take the money out. It's just
without a penalty.
One's going to be taxed, one is not going to be taxed by the nature of the Roth versus traditional.
That's correct.
But still, you got access to your funds.
Right.
And even on the traditional end, if you had to pay the tax, it got you into the house. And usually you can deduct your closing costs and all those type of things, and maybe that offset the tax you owe on the traditional IRA.
Right. And mortgage interest is tax deductible. Generally speaking, buying a home is a pretty good move.
Yes, it is. Especially, you get to use it. It's better, and you own it. You get to take care of it. It's not a rent place.
And now the thing to think about, and this comes up quite often, is when you're buying a home, as you had said, Doug, you have to live somewhere.
Yeah.
And to look at your principal residence as an investment, that is not always the case, because it doesn't make any difference whether you're renting or whether you're buying. That is an expense that you're going to incur either way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is true that if you buy the home, the possibility exists that down the road, if you ever tried to sell the home, maybe you'll have some earnings in there.
And maybe make a profit. No
maybe
guarantees.
No guarantees, but that's still an expense that you have. It doesn't make any difference whether you rent or whether you own. Having to live somewhere is an expense that you're going to have. When you buy other investments, you're not living in them.
That's right. So you really don't count your home as an investment either, because if you bought the home for, you took $10,000 out of your IRA, put the down payment, and lived in a house for a couple of years, and now you got like $20,000 equity, you doubled your money. You got a $20,000 profit on that one. Well, are you going to sell your house?
Well,
just because
I have to live here.
Yeah, you got to live somewhere if you don't live there.
That's exactly the point. You know, Tony's very fond of you can't eat your home. And so if you look at your home as an investment, and when it comes time to retire, and let's just say you have a $500,000 home, what are you going to do? Yeah. How is that going to help you live? It's not going to create an income for you, which is what you need in retirement. You need an income. And generally speaking, your home is not going to produce an income for you. There are ways to access the equity in your home. We're not going to talk about those. But there's an expense to that.
Yeah, see, that's where's your income going to come from? And the house is not going to produce an income, but it's still going to be an expense in that you still have to pay real estate taxes.
That's right.
Doesn't whether it's paid off or not, you got to pay the taxes.
You got to pay your water bill. You have to pay your electric bill. You have to pay your gas bill.
Probably want TV and phone, too.
You have all the expenses that are associated with living in a particular place. Those are expenses that you're going to have.
So that's why we don't count a home as an investment. It's cost of living. So
it's interesting when we fill out all the financial information we're required to fill out whenever somebody opens an account. When they ask about net worth, they always ask net worth exclusive of the residence.
That's right.
And because that's the liquid net worth, your house is not liquid.
No, it isn't. Most real estate is not liquid. But that's just a good point on that one. A lot of times that may be why you downsize a little bit, and then you can make a profit on your home. Okay, that's a little different, but don't count on it. When we plan with people, we don't count on the house producing income, even the sale of the house producing income. Because I remember our very first starter home on that. We didn't use the IRA stuff because the rates were cheaper, but that was 40-some years ago. We bought that house, lived in it for 10 years, time to move on to another one. Took me 3 years to sell it. 3 years. And so I had to pay real estate taxes and upkeep on it and everything else. So most people don't remember the real estate bombs that had happened in the past. So yeah. That's why you can't count on it.
And even if you're, you know, if one of the things you're thinking about in retirement as well, there may be ways that I can access the equity. The thing you have to remember is when you need the income, it never occurs at a good time.
That's right.
And so, you know, if you're counting on the home to create income for you, what are you going to do if the real estate market is in a bust portion, which they go through? It's just like oil. The real estate goes through boom and bust cycles. And when it comes time to create income and you need the income and the real estate market's in a bust cycle, all of a sudden that income you thought you were going to get is not going to be there.
That's right. Okay, a couple other items. Hey, by the way, if you got something you'd like us to talk about or give us a comment on, you can dial us toll-free at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. 888-332-7879. Is that music I hear, Craig?
It is music.
Okay. I didn't know if my ears were ringing or what. We're coming up on a break right now, so if you do have a question and don't want your voice on the air, you should probably start dialing right now at 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, Craig Montana running the studio. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
One of the two things vehicle owners fear most is transmission trouble. Bring your truck or car to Jayco Transmission in Brenham for everything from checking the fluid levels to changing the fluid, from repairing your transmission to installing a new or rebuilt one. If you think there's something wrong, Jayco will test drive your vehicle to see how it's behaving, run a diagnostic to pinpoint the problem, and then repair or replace your transmission. So trust Jayco Transmissions for your transmission repairs. 1104 South Austin, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5.
Coalcourse Petroleum is currently delivering to agricultural and commercial accounts in the immediate Brenham area and between Brenham and Navasota. They can take care of your gasoline, diesel, oil, grease, cutting fluid, hydraulic fluid, and coolant needs with great service and low prices. Coalcourse Petroleum has been serving much of the Brazos Valley for almost 50 years. Call 1-800-548-6671 to place your order today. That's 1-800-548-6671 for Coalcourse Petroleum, or visit them online at coldcourse.com.
Looking for the perfect feed for your livestock operation? Head to Ludeman Feed for feed made like you like it. You can count on Ludeman Feed, specializing in custom feed mixes and offering name brands like Mormon's, Wendland's, Bryant, and Vigortone Feeds. Ludeman Feed has a new owner, Patty Barnett, and you can count on Ludeman Feed to continue the rich tradition of quality from the country you've come to expect. So take the short drive to the country, just 6 miles west at 6703 Old Mill Creek Road, for superior feeds from Ludeman Feed.
When you're looking for home health care, you want a company with a reputation of reliability, expertise, and compassion. You want Golden Years Home Care Specialist. Being an extension of medical care and health facility in your home, their licensed and certified staff do not waver in their mission of providing you with daily care, protection, and relief. Call them today at 979-251-7705 or visit their website at goldenyearshomecarespecialist.com. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and their surrounding counties.
Hello, welcome to Billy Fowler's Real Estate Corner, offering a very pretty three-bedroom, two-bath brick home located in a quiet and prestigious neighborhood, immaculate condition, and features a very popular split-bedroom floor plan and priced to sell at $210,000. Come take a look. You're going to love what you see. To see this home, call me at 979-251-4568 or visit my website, BrenhamRealEstateHomes.com.
Not everyone has perfect vision, and many people won't admit they need bifocals. But at Dr. Gerald Tiaden's office, art and science work together so you can have corrected vision while looking like you have perfect 20/20 vision. Dr. Tiaden offers complete optometry and optical services, including tests for glaucoma, field of vision, fashion eyewear, contact lenses, invisible bifocals, and Costa sunglasses with or without a prescription. Call Dr. Tiaden at 836-3597 for your appointment. That's 836-3597, or go see them at 2448 Beck Drive.
At Brenham LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Brenham LP Gas has been in business serving the community for 65 years. Let them show you a variety of Rheem water heaters, Heat Star heaters, and a variety of burners to fit any of your heating and cooking needs. At Brenham LP Gas, they care, and they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Brenham LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham, or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
Tune into the live broadcast of the Washington County Chamber of Commerce and the Brenham Industrial Foundation's annual banquet on Tuesday, January 31st at 7 p.m. Find out who is named Man and Woman of the Year. Hear speakers Senator Lois Kolkhorst and Representative Leighton Schubert and Centennial Highlights. This broadcast is brought to you by Brianna Salad Dressing, Norman's Pharmacy, Sonic Drive-In, Blue Bonnet Electric, AMA Home Care, and the Washington County Chamber of Commerce.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
That's another good way to start the week.
Hey, when you hear that, you have to smile.
Yes, all the time. That's right.
Smile and tap your feet.
Staple on the bumper music here. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. Craig Montana playing the tunes for us. You had an item we were going to talk about here.
This is an interesting question came up. Should you get divorced? I should expand on that.
What does that have to do with finances?
The question that came up was, should I get divorced in order to claim survivor benefits from an ex-spouse?
Okay, scenario. Set the stage on this one.
Well, if you're remarried, and your previous spouse has passed away, the question was, should I get divorced so that I can claim survivor benefits from the ex-spouse? Because survivor benefits
are full benefits.
Are full benefits.
Social Security benefits.
Social Security benefits is what we're talking about. Well, the answer to that is if you remarry before age 60, you can't claim survivor benefits. So the answer to that is no. If you remarried after age 60, you're probably getting survivor benefits before you remarried anyway.
If you should have. I mean, if you applied. If you didn't apply, you wouldn't get
right.
them. But.
And so the reality is if you remarry before age 60 and you've been married and you're 65 years old now and your ex-spouse dies, do you get divorced in order to claim survivor benefits from your ex? The answer to that is no, because it's not possible.
You come up with people that ask you the strangest questions, Jamie. I don't know what it is about you.
Well, if you need money, you know, you're looking.
Yeah, that's true.
And survivor benefits, generally speaking, are going to be higher than half of your current spouse's Social Security benefit. And so that's how the question comes up. And so it wasn't really, it sounds like an unusual question. But it's not. And that has to do with, one of the issues that I've seen previously are older couples. Mm-hmm. I don't think of them as older now, but they are older couples. Do they hold off getting married for economic reasons like that? You absolutely would.
So that's some different concepts there, different ideas. And you're right, the questions come up. And so that's why we have this show, is to help you answer those questions, or at least find out where to get the answer.
And sometimes, as we said many times, it's knowing the right question to ask.
Right. Had another thing today with an older couple, an older person. He's 74, and he's taking his required minimum distributions. Those of you who don't know, that any time the year you turn 70 and a half years old, you have to take money out of your IRAs or 401ks. Whether you want to or not, doesn't matter. You have to take it out. If you don't, it's a 50% penalty. So you're just throwing money away if you don't take it out. So on this case this morning that we had, a gentleman was asking, does he have to take out his RMD for 2016 because he took... Well, the question would be yes, but he's got to do it before December 31st. If he does it in January, taking out his RMD, and he's 74, so he's been doing it for a couple of years, he's going to get zapped with a 50% penalty. I don't want to be the one to tell him that. But the other part, the reason that came up was in 2016, he moved... some investment accounts from one broker to another broker, or one broker dealer to another brokerage company. And what happens is the first brokerage company when they move money as for an IRA transfer, they'll withhold the RMD for that year. So he was he couldn't remember that he did that, that the money came in 2016 because he had apparently done the paperwork in December of 2015, but the money didn't come over until January of 2016, and so he didn't know if he had taken his RMD or not or if they had taken it out. So we did some research and found out that, yes, when the monies came over, the way we had to do that, you had to look at the old statement on December 31st and look at the new statement from his new company to look to see how much got deposited. And then you can see, okay, well, he's short, in this case, $20,000. He had $20,000 more from the old company than it came to the new company. That was his required minimum distribution.
I had a very similar case like that. And in this case, it was a beneficiary 401k. And money was still being held at the 401k, but it was a beneficiary 401k. And this particular individual wanted to move it to their own IRA. And when they moved the money out of the 401k to their IRA, the RMD for their beneficiary 401k, that RMD was withheld. So they already met their requirement of distribution for the beneficiary IRA for the year.
And a lot of people don't realize that. If you almost have to look at your statement. What did you have before, and what do you have now?
Well, yeah, in this particular case, the question was, well, did the value go down, or why wasn't the check the amount that I thought it was going to be?
Yes.
Well, the reason that it was less was because they withheld the required minimum distribution.
All these little nuances there make a difference, and that's why we offer that free review to come on in. If you got questions and you want to see how things work or something's going on in your life or something new is coming up, give us a call. We'll love to go over those things with you free of charge. No, we don't hammer you. We don't push you. We don't judge you. That's the biggest thing. People don't want to think they're stupid. Well, you're not. You don't deal with that stuff every day.
Right.
So most of the time, it's a lot of people don't know what questions to ask, so we give you homework. You need to go back and check this, this, and this, and ask this. So you can give our office a call and schedule that free review at 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. We're at the downtown Brenham, right across the street from the courthouse on Main Street. Come on by, visit us, stop in, walk in. Sharon's there.
It's real easy to get to. It's right across from the courthouse, as you said, Doug. So we look forward to seeing you, and we thank you for joining us this morning, and we'll see you back here on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Have a great day.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.